Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Globetrotter Lisa Regan joins us on the line now from Galway. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
Good. So, Lisa, we're going to talk a little bit today about haggling and tipping when you're travelling, both of which can be a bit of a minefield. So, haggling first. Are there ethics around haggling, Lisa? Because, like, I think a lot of people sometimes feel if they're in a country where the people are earning substantially less than them, is it right to be trying to squeeze them out of a few dirhams or a few pesos in the market, like?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, a cultural thing. You have to really figure out where you are and whether that's just part and parcel of market life. I think, you know, some people are just love to haggle and they love that whole over and back. And then other people are like, oh, I can't be bothered. Like, literally just tell me the price and I'll pay it. I think to go into it with a little bit of levity and an open mind and having a little bit of fun with it is fine, but definitely not to be hardballing the price in it, I think is respectful.
Yeah. Okay. So for them, it's a game and it's part of it. Enjoyable nature of it. So how hardcore do you go? Like, would you actually walk away? Like,
oh, you have to walk away, Brendan. I was like, you have to act like you've no skin in the game. You know, it's literally like, I don't need this. I don't need anything here and I will never be back. And I always laugh as well too, because whatever you're looking at there, there's probably about 45 other stalls with it on it as well too. So you don't really have to have any, loyalty to that one place that you're there. And if it's bringing gifts home and things, I always think to really think about it. Like, do people really need that Moroccan bowl for their hummus that you're going to be bringing home to them? Do they really, does it fit the aesthetic of the house in Ireland when you come back?
You have to try and take off the holiday goggles on a lot of this stuff, don't you? Yeah,
definitely.
Is it better to have cash if you're in markets?
Definitely. I always say this, even when you're traveling all the time as well too, and always carry smaller notes with you if you are a person that likes to go to the markets as well too, because you just don't have a strong value proposition. If you're like, no, I only want to give you, just say it's 20 euro and then you have a 50 euro value, because then they're like, no, will you have the money there? You know, it's in your hand. And I think you come from a better place. You've got smaller notes there as well too. And from a safety point of view as well too, it's good to carry smaller notes with you.
Okay. And you look, the reality is you're probably going to end up paying a little more than like a local would, or that someone would pay in the real economy. That's okay, isn't it?
That's absolutely fine. There's always, when you travel, local prices, and then there's tourist travels. Not in Ireland, obviously, but when you travel to any places with markets, with food and things like that as well too, locals pay less because they earn a lot less than people that are traveling there as well too. And it's just part and parcel of traveling.
Yeah. Okay. Tipping then. So starting with Ireland, like, it was kind of alien to us for a while and we thought it was just Americans, but tipping is pretty established now in Ireland, isn't it? So what kind of tip is expected in Ireland now?
I think anything from 15% up. I think it's definitely become part and parcel, probably because as Irish people, we've been traveling so much and we've been away. And I think as soon as we started going to America, that's obviously the biggest tipping culture in the world is there. I mean, there it's astronomical. So people coming back from there. And then also, I think in Ireland as well too, we like to reward good service, especially in hospitality. And just to say thanks to that as well too. But it's definitely become much more, tipping is even now, you can see it in coffee shops, even when you're ordering your coffee, you know, it comes up. Do you want a tip? So you're kind of conscious of it all the time.
Yeah. So you're saying 15% minimum in Ireland, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
A lot of people now are going to go, really?
Yeah, well, 10 to 15, definitely. I think so. Like, if you're out for a meal, definitely 10 to 15. I think, like, maybe not even if you're just out for lunch, but definitely at dinner time, I think tipping is, I definitely feel that I would always tip on an evening meal. I was out last night for dinner and I definitely tipped 15%. I don't know. I think I've just gotten into the habit of it as well.
Yeah. I think a lot of people haven't still, though. You'd be amazed. So you mentioned America, and America is kind of extreme tipping at this stage, isn't it, for everything?
Oh, it's absolutely astronomical. I was there just at the tail end of last year, and like, even when you order a coffee, like, it's literally, you've just ordered the coffee, they've given you the coffee, and that's all that's happened.
Like, and a takeaway coffee,
and honestly, they want, like, you're expected to give about $5 tip. So everything you have to add onto it, like I was saying, like, even like a takeaway salad was about $25, and by the time the tax and the tip came onto it, it came to like $32. I was like, oh my God. Like, it's just, it's when you're budgeting from America now, like, you have to budget so much extra for tax and for tipping.
Okay, yeah. And so the prices on the menu, they don't include tax either. So
no,
there's a sales tax added on them, because it can look quite reasonable initially and then you end up going, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, you get this right. Yeah, exactly.
What about Europe then? It kind of varies, doesn't it, around Europe? Is tipping expected?
No, and it's so funny. Even in France, they're totally blown away by you leaving a tip, almost offended. You're like, oh, okay. I was in the south of France last week down at the tennis, and nobody was tipping. It was all French people there. And we tipped for our evening meal because our service was actually quite good. And they were completely just taken aback. And just like, you know, the French, I love it. It was almost like we put them out by leaving them a tip.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah, which I also loved. You know, it was just almost like, it was like I'd offended them. So yes. I really enjoyed that. But yeah, nobody tips in France. It's just not part of the culture there at all.
Spain, Portugal?
No, again, not. It's just not part of the culture there at all. I think hospitality is such a career over there as well too. It's a profession, so people do it for a longer time, and it's a really valued career over there as well too. So I don't know if that's part of it as well too, but it's definitely not in the culture over there.
Okay, so you kind of, and you are verging on insulting people potentially.
Yeah, I think like as long as it's not a big offensive tip, I don't think anyone's going to be guilty of that anyway.
Do you think a big kind of Johnny Big Notes tip is kind of offensive in general? You know, the way some people get very swish at the end of an evening.
Yeah, I think it's fine to do that if you keep it low key. But if you're being all like, you know, Johnny there with the big old notes, Flash Harry going around, that's absolutely cringe. You know, I've left that there for you. And you're like, calm down
stop.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So if you did it discreetly because you really enjoyed the service and you didn't want everyone in the whole restaurant and entire village to know you've done it, I think it's absolutely fine. But I think just kind of lauding it around is very uncomfortable for everybody.
Okay. You have a good piece of advice if you've experienced particularly good service, but say if it's not a tipping kind of environment or you want to do something a bit extra.
Yeah, I always say this. If you've had a really good experience somewhere, the value of leaving a Google review is second to none. And it was so funny. People that I know here in Galway were traveling in France and they went on to go to this restaurant and the last review they saw on Google was from me, which was really funny. They were like, Lisa, as per your recommendation, it was Connor and Joe, they were over there. They said, we've gone to this restaurant. But it really does pay dividends because we all check Google for when we're in places to see what the like is, the feedback and everything. So if you've had a really good experience, do that business a solid and leave them a good review and mention the service, the food or what it was that you liked about it, because it really does help businesses and people to choose to go there as well too with their Google ranking, and everyone is on that, so it's a really good way of doing it.
Okay, intrepid traveller Lisa Regan, thank you very much as
Thanks,
always.
Brendan.